Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Bismita Skin, Principal Correspondent, wrote an article titled 18 and Disenchanted, Why a College Student, Now a Successful Lawyer, Joined PFI. My name is Suchetveer Singh and I bring you the podcast version of this article. 18 years old, upset about the condition of Muslims and eager to contribute to his community, the college student sat in a restaurant in his Rajasthan hometown, listening in on a riveting discussion on the communal situation in India. What he heard persuaded him to volunteer in an organization he had never heard of until then, the Popular Front of India, PFI, banned by the central government Wednesday morning because of its alleged connections with jihadist terrorism. 7 years on, that student is a successful lawyer in New Delhi, but remains active in the PFI. "We knew this day would come," he said, sipping a cup of tea. "I am wondering why they haven't picked me up yet. There's no one else I know left." The requirements to join the PFI weren't such that might attract a typical teenager. Back in 2015, the PFI district president told the now lawyer that members weren't allowed to consume alcohol, use tobacco products, or have premarital sex. In addition, members were required to be pious, practicing Muslims, and reject social evils such as dowry. "I was already a good Muslim, so they inducted me immediately, and it's been 7 years now. There is no membership card given, only a booklet with the norms is handed over," the lawyer said. The PFI has only male members in keeping with the Muslim tradition of separate rooms, organizations, and gatherings for men and women, the lawyer said. However, it does have a female wing called the National Women's Front, as well as several other affiliate organizations like the Rehab India Foundation, Campus Front of India, All India Imams Council, National Confederation of Human Rights Organization, Junior Front, and the Empower India Foundation. All these have also been declared unlawful for the next 5 years. The PFI, security agencies claim, has grown exponentially in the last couple of years. The lawyer agrees, but adds that people have joined the organization because of its anti-RSS and anti-Hindutva stance. "We are the binding force. No one returns empty-handed from the PFI's doors. The religion doesn't matter." The PFI does not recruit cadres through formal recruitment drives, according to the lawyer. Instead, there are addas or discussions gathering where the topics of conversation include the organization's work and its role as the unifying voice of Muslims in India. "When someone hears about the PFI, they approach members, supporters, and volunteers who then take them to the senior office bearers," he said. "The initial work of new members is to mobilize support, spread the word of the PFI, the message of Allah, and invite others to join discussions on perceived anti-Muslim policies of the government," the lawyer said. "This is initially done by putting up posters and forwarding messages on group chats." The PFI, he said, works primarily on four broad frontiers: education, economic relief, legal aid, and protesting against anti-Muslim policies. Agendas are laid out every month and campaigns are formulated. It's a rule for PFI members to meet up in the party office at least once a month. The organization claims to have done relief work in flood-affected areas of Assam and Bihar, and also distributed PPE kits and oxygen cylinders during the COVID waves. Lakhs of Indians are part of the organization, with the majority from South India, but there are also many other sympathizers, the lawyer claimed. The PFI relies primarily on donations from funding, he added. The greatest number of collections come through zakat, religious donations, given in the month of Ramzan. In its notification to ban the PFI for 5 years under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, the Ministry of Home Affairs said that the organization was involved in several terror cases and endangered the security and public order of the state. The PFI is also accused of being an offshoot of the banned Students Islamic Movement of India, SIMI, Prominent allegations against it include funding the 2020 Delhi riots, stoking violence in the wake of the 2020 Hathras rape and murder case, and providing financial and logistical support to the protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act. Further, it has been accused by investigative agencies for terror funding, recruitment, and organizing camps to commit terrorist acts. The lawyer, however, denied all such allegations. Some of the PFI's co-founders were associated with SIMI, but he said this didn't mean it was an offshoot of the other organization. The seeds to form PFI were sowed 2 years after the Babri Masjid was demolished in 1992. SIMI was banned in 2001. We have former members of political parties as well. Talking only of SIMI is nothing but an attempt to portray the PFI as a notorious organization, he said. The PFI's official line is that it came into being in 2006 with the merging of three outfits in South India: the Kerala-based National Development Front, the Karnataka Forum for Dignity, and the Manitha Neethi Parasai in Tamil Nadu. On armed training and terror funding, the lawyer said, "Ask the security agencies to show us images and videos. This is all a calculated move. First, they defame the PFI, arrest our people, then say all these things to take away public sentiment, and the next step is to ban." According to him, there has been a concerted effort to demonize the PFI. "When they have to target someone, they add the name PFI to them," he said. Look at Siddiq Kappan, look at Umar Khalid. The Shaheen Bagh protests were never organized by the PFI. The narrative was set to demonize the protesters, he said. Kerala journalist Siddiq Kappan was arrested in October 2020 when en route to Hathras, where a Dalit woman had been raped, on the allegation that he intended to disturb the peace and had deep links with the PFI. Umar Khalid is one of the accused in the February 2020 Delhi riots, which the police have linked to the PFI. Since the police crackdown over the past few days, which saw 106 people arrested and 250 detained, the official website of the PFI has now been taken down, and its office in Shaheen Bagh has been sealed. The relatives and acquaintances of PFI members are also worried. When the print spoke to the families of some of the arrested members, they said they had deleted the phone numbers of anyone associated with the PFI. Whenever the local police come to know that students have been seen talking to PFI members, they are warned. "Krant karoge to jail jaoge. If you revolt, you will land in jail," the lawyer said. As he finished his tea and got up to leave on his scooty, CRPF personnel walked through the lanes of Shaheen Bagh. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of the Print Pod.